Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
Once upon a time, book publishing was a business of long bets. Pay now, grow slowly, and trust your gut. The right gamble could mean selling a million copies of Catcher in the Rye or the Joy Luck Club every year in perpetuity. Those days are gone. Publishers now operate much in the same way as the media conglomerates who acquired them in the 1980s, a blockbuster strategy of a few can't-miss projects that pay for the backbench of cheaper, undermarketed risks. Case in point, for Malcolm Gladwell's third book, Outliers, his publisher took out a full-page ad in the New York Times, an offering these days reserved for apologies from bankrupt automakers. Times are lousy in the book business, with sales down nearly 40% and layoffs rampant. So lousy that a recent New York Magazine article stated, with a straight face, that the industry had piled its chips on Outliers and books like the Twilight Young Adult series to, in fact, save itself from ruin. Blockbusterism seems the only logical path in a time of great fear and uncertainty. And yet, this is exactly wrong. Look to primetime television, popular music, and network news. The blockbuster era is dead. With more entertainment choices than ever, no amount of money can assure a hit big enough to pay for both itself and the riskier projects neglected in its shadow. Romantic notions to the contrary, culture is a subjective, luxury purchase, not an essential good. Reading is a choice. And as Netflix, TiVo, Amazon, and the iPod have shown us, with a choice comes a market of almost limitless diversity. That doesn't mean there will never be another Harry Potter. But it does mean there must be good faith investments behind something other than anointing the next Harry Potter, of using all the tools of modernity to help each book find its full audience. Because as the SUV and credit default swap have illustrated, the many eggs in one basket strategy that works today could warrant a full-page apology tomorrow. With a perspective, I'm Kevin Smokler.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.